It is he that hath made us.
You know what God is telling David? God said, David, I don't know how he said it. He just spoke about and crossed David's tongue, and God, just like a secretary. You be the secretary, I give you the message. You act like you're right. Dear sir, this is the third time I've written you a letter, and if you don't take care of it in 10 days, we're going to court. That's it. Who wrote that letter, me or you?
You did.
Right. I wrote it. God wrote that book. Yeah. Holy men of old wrote it down, but it came through their mouth. I say everything that I say, I have reason. You know what? Them that sin, rebuke before all that others may fear. You know who said that? You know who said that? The Spirit said it. God. God said it. Now don't overcorrect. Don't overcorrect. Don't let your zeal run away with you. And don't get to thinking that God needs a little help either. Hey, you hear me? He made us. He runs us. That's His word. Right, Brother King?
Yes, sir.
Right. He told me today I did fellowship them one time. Well, you'll have mercy then on some more young people, won't you? But I tell you another thing. It'll return to you for a testimony. You can say, my pastor did this to me and I submitted. And now I'm in the pastor place. Right?
That's right. It's already happened.
I'd rather make a success between you and God, and my wife, than all the rest of them.
Thank you.
Y'all don't know. Go learn what that means if you don't know. The Spirit of the Lord was in my mouth. He said, it's for correction. And you know what you want to do a lot of times? You want to say, God needs some help. And I'm going to hit it. They always ask me, Brother Johnny, why all my saints love me. Give me your big finger. The other one. This one. You love me?
Yes, sir.
They all love me.
Love you. Love you.
If you don't, I guarantee you, if you give me your big finger, I can almost make, I believe I can make you say you love me. But don't overcorrect. Don't overcorrect. My father, can I read a poem I wrote? This poem, I wrote poems. They're not brand, any mistake on this. It's Brother Johnny King. He wrote them for me. My dad once said, if I would ever forget I was once a boy, I'd make it hard on you. I'm sure he was not the first to have ever said it, neither the first to have ever read it. Far from old, what you sow you reap. Now it's time to smile or it's time to weep. In the days of planting, oh, what fun. Now from the harvest he'd like to run. Now caught with the harvest, a fool he could be, but his mind goes back to the planting, you see, and some of himself he sees in me. Now I think to himself, he said, careful, Dad, according to the first three lines you read, if I ever forget I was once a boy, I'll make it hard on you. Don't forget, you said I disfellowshipped you, but you got back in. Aren't you glad you did?
Amen.
I am too. Brother Urshan, that's just page one. I may never get a chance like this again. I got to take advantage of it. I want you to give me 2 Corinthians 10:17 and 18. Catch this.
But he that glorieth,
let
him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved. Is approved.
But
whom the Lord commendeth.
But whom the Lord commendeth. How do you know you've got the right Jesus? I'll tell you. At his baptizing. John said, the one that sent me to baptize, said the one you see the dove come on and abode. That's him. That's him. On the Mount of Transfiguration, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. You know what? He wasn't commending himself. He was taking the commending. Peter, where did you get Acts 2:38? I got it from Matthew 16 and 18. Up on this rock I'll build my church. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind. We got the right Jesus and we got the right Apostle Peter. And now Paul, that wrote 13 books of the New Testament. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, to the work that I've called them. Was he commended or not? What are you telling us that for? Nobody has what is Jesus' name, boys of God. How do you know? Paul, you will know what my proof of my recommendation is. Paul said, if a man preach any other gospel than you, then not what we preach, let him be accursed. Me and Paul in harmony. Yes, I preach what the commended preach. Yes. And I preach from the commended. That's us. Amen. How many books do you study, brother Derek? Bible and the concordance, and Bible and the concordance, and another translation of the Bible if it's a little tough. How big a library you got? Well, I had a bunch of Max Brands and Louis L'Amour's. I got condemned and gave them. I went and gave them away to the Cancer Society. What other library you got? That's just about all it consists of that I read. I just read the Bible and read it again and say, I'm determined to know what it is. Then I pray about it. God, what did that say? You tell me. But am I on target? It's not he that commendeth himself. So aren't we commended? I promise you we are. I don't know why in the world some of you people buy books made by Billy Graham. Let me tell you something. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned, and you go buy a Billy Graham. He's a natural man. He knows not the Spirit of God. And it's all a mystery to him. And so is Mr. Martin, that bird, too. And that crooner, what's his name? Who? Swaggart. Is that his name? And that grim cracker, too. Well, one of the prophets made fun of him, didn't he? No, we just happened to have. And you're not going to laugh me out of it. And if you don't want it, I'm going on. By the grace of God, I'm going on. He that has this hope in him purifies himself. Even in you. I got to hurry. I haven't got to the thought of my message. I hope y'all don't get tired. Brother Urshan, he told me, now if you don't get this, you're in bad shape. Matthew 23:1-3. If you get this, you're sailing right along. What did it say?
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do ye not after their works.
Do not after their works.
For they say, and do not.
That's my hope of eternal life. That Jesus will do what he said. He said, if a man compel you to go a mile, go two. Do you say that, Lord? Well, do you think I'm one that'd say something that wouldn't do it? Well, I need that every mile. He said, I'll go. I'll go with you. Because I know in your heart you're trying to be pure. I want you to tell you how to be perfect. We have the mind of Christ in that book. All you got to do is get the mind in you and live by the mind. And then you're perfect as your Father which is in heaven. Brother, did Jesus say if a man compel you to go a mile, go two? Will Jesus go two with me or not?
Yes, he will.
Will he, Brother Duke?
Yes, he will.
Will he, Brother Brian?
Yes. Yes.
Only a fool would go to hell. Mm-hmm. On those conditions. But it gets better than that. It gets better than that. Man, since I found out Jesus will do what he said, woo! I got it made. I got it made. I need this though. Luke 17. 3 and 4. Now don't be like those other fellows. They do and won't do it. But Jesus will do what he said. Read it.
Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee,
if your brother trespass against thee,
rebuke him.
Rebuke him.
And if he repent, forgive him.
If he repent,
forgive him.
Forgive him. Will Jesus do that? I want you to say out loud.
Yes.
Will he, Brother Pugh?
Yes.
Will he, Brother Pryor?
Yes. Yes.
If your brother sin against you, rebuke him. Don't cut him up. Don't hatchet him. That word rebuke in the United Pentecostal Church is a tough one, I tell you. You might help draw it up. You might help find the synonym for it, but it's a rubbish bunch of... I didn't get much schooling. But I'll tell you one thing. I looked into 3 Webster dictionaries and to find out what rebuke was. It's a 10,000 miles from what the United Pentecostal Church says. Do you hear that, Brother Holly? What do you think about it? Oh, honey, I got somebody else on my side. Read on.
And if he trespass against thee 7 times
in a day... If he trespass against thee 7 times in a day...
And 7 times in a day turn again to thee.
And 7 times in a day turn again unto thee.
Saying, I repent.
I repent.
Thou shalt forgive him.
Did Jesus just tell you to do that? Did he ever do it himself?
No.
He didn't do it. Man, he's got somebody trying to save him. He's trying to save you.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to save you.
Yeah.
He's working at saving you.
Yeah.
He made it possible you could hear me to preach to tell you how good he wanted you, how bad he wanted you saved.
Yeah.
You said, Brother Derek, you're bragging. I'm glorying him the Lord. Didn't the Bible say anything man glory, let him glory in this, that he knows the Lord?
Yeah.
Honey, I'm washing dishes when the Lord called me. I'm a pearl diver.
Right.
The laugh's on you. You're listening to a dishwasher. Merry heart does good like a medicine. Smile over. Won't hurt. We got to go ahead here. I want Matthew 18:21-22. Now this is beautiful. But, now, Brother Ernie, I want you to get this. Every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself even if he's pure. You get it. That regardless of what he's doing, he's working on becoming what Jesus is. And he don't give up the hope. And don't rejoice over me, my enemy, though I fall, I shall arise. Why? Because my eyes are on him. The Bible says a righteous man falleth 7 times and gets up.
Yeah.
God. All the fools go to hell if they want.
That's right.
What else did it say?
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to mock Jesus. Dad don't mind when we're playing house. I'm going to tell you what to do, but I don't do it. What did he say?
Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7.
Brother Kilgore, Well, Jesus forgive a man 7 times 70. Will he forgive his children that? Sincerity. See, you can't get a credit card and say, Lord, I'm going out tonight and have fun. No, those that worship Him in sincerity. And Hannah, when Samuel was born, she said, He weighs the action. So if you get down there to repent and say, man, I can't hardly, I'm repenting, Lord, because I got to get up and run do something. Evil. Forget it. He weighs that action. But I want to tell you, friend, when it's coming from a bleeding heart, when it's coming from a hungry soul, when it's coming from a starving baby, He's going to help you. He's going to help you. Will He help you, brother?
He'll help.
Yes, sir.
I can make it because of His goodness to me. Brother Beckton and I haven't talked to you. Hey, let me sing you a song with you. That silver-haired daddy of mine. I tell you what, if I were you, I'd rather have that silver hair than this egg I got. Well, I'm glad you're laughing. That means you're listening. But 7 times 70. Oh, I know what you said. He said it's for correction. But don't forget, in that correction, if He says, Brother Kilgore, I'm going to tell it to you, but I told it to Him last night. And with godly sorrow I wept, and with godly sorrow I confessed, and with godly sorrow I rose. Don't you believe He heard me? Do you believe He's one of them that it's saying won't do? Or do you believe He heard me if I was sincere?
Amen.
And am I still on my way?
Amen.
Don't take that away from me. I'm made of the earthy. I mix and mingle in the world. I gotta have this help. I gotta have it. But honey, we ought to dance with these folks. I'll do a little waltzing. We gonna make it. Honey, you just play like you're waltzing with me. Because I may have a heart attack if I dance. So, but this is called dancing. He said He'd forgive me. He said He'd go that second mile with me. Ah, some of them fellows out there don't believe it. If they don't believe it, they're sunk. Bless God, you better grab this like a hungry bass. Hang on to it. I have hope in that. I have hope in it, but I'll hurry.
Would y'all bear with me if I hurry?
You know, sometimes I go to a place and they say, we're really enjoying that preaching. I said, I can tell by the check you give me. That's fair enough, isn't it? That's fair enough, isn't it? Yeah. I went 200 miles one day, drove all Saturday, got 7 miles to the gallon, preached on Sunday, drove back on Monday, and I believe I drove back Sunday night. He gave me 125, and he said, I really helped him. I said, well, hallelujah, thank God. I'm not one of those fellows. I'll build a fire for nothing. And I'll open the door for nothing. You don't have to pay me to do it. I'm willing to do it. But thank God. Brother King, you really took good care of me when I was at your place. Man, I've been wanting to get back over there so bad. Brother Johnson, you did too. And I've heard you want me to come by to preach for you. I'm setting you up now. You won't want me. I preach too long.
All right.
No, I preach too long. Just a minute. I preach too long. But I'm moving on. Now. I'm moving on. If you get my lesson, or get the lesson, it'll be worth your time sitting there, friend. Don't overcorrect. Seven times seven. Lord, I'm so happy. Now I want you to read in the First John 8. This showed enough to give me head strength. 1 John 1:8. And he wants me saved. Oh, he wants me saved. I said he wants me saved. What did he say?
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
You kidding yourself.
And the truth is not in us.
And you're a liar. Well, the truth's not there. Wouldn't you be a full-fledged liar? Well, that's what I'd say. Altogether a liar, wouldn't you? Read on.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
How do you judge sometime like you judge? When the old boy hits the knees, or the girl hits her knees and goes down and pours her heart out. The Spirit says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. You still want that taken, boys? Don't overcorrect. And rebuke and don't let it become flawless. Do you hear me, Brother G?
I hear you.
You hear me, Brother Fry?
Gotcha.
You hear me, Brother Beck, Brother Wiggins? You hear me?
I hear you.
What state you from?
North Carolina.
Is that where our army comes from?
No, Georgia.
He's where?
Georgia.
He wants me to come preach for him.
Good.
You know, if I'm ever in the country. You know, let me tell you, preacher, something. If a preacher says, if you're ever in the country, drop by and preach for me. Really, he's not obligated to you. But if he says, come, then you're obligated. You still want me to come? I'll be your problem.
Good.
That's a good problem. Am I still on course? Brother Urgeon, how am I doing?
I'm enjoying every minute.
Well, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I want you to read me game 4, 11, 12. Hurry. Hurry, Brother Johnny. It's going to get better.
Speak not evil one of another, brethren.
Speak not evil one of another, brother.
He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able.
Lawgiver! Read on.
Who is able to save and to destroy.
When they sold those three Hebrew children in that fire furnace, they said, we took care of them. Hey, they were dealing with the lawgiver.
Amen.
Able to destroy or able to keep.
Yeah, amen.
They come out without even a smell of smoke. I like that. Isn't that good? Man, that's good. Wow. What a God. But now we're going to go in a little further. Oh, this is really good. 1 Corinthians 4. One. 2 and 3. I believe it'll be it. What do you hear there?
Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God.
What is that 15th verse?
For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ.
Oh, you have 10,000 instructors. We don't. 10,000 instructors.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Yet have ye not many fathers.
I want to be your boy. I want to be your boy, and I want you to get after me. Start eating me up.
Terry, what do you mean doing that?
Reno, I'm your boy.
You know better than that.
Reno.
What excuse do you have?
Just what you get to, you know, when you get after. What'd that say? What did it say, John? It said we don't have what?
You have not many fathers.
Now, that'll just get this me out. We don't have many fathers. You talk so hard, me, but I was a stubborn child. Dad, I did wrong, and look at you. Really, Daddy, I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to preach like you. But I made a mistake. I'll ask Mama to forgive me. Will you forgive me, Daddy? Will you forgive me? I'm not even fit to be your son. But if I could preach like you, Dad. If I could hold my head and walk like you. Now, which one has the wish to give?
All right.
We're short of fathers. We got plenty of hatchet men. We got plenty of judges. We need father. Hello, Daddy. How about Dad? You know, he used to whip me when I had it coming. We'd go in the house. He was really smart. I'd come in about half scared, you know. He'd be reading the paper. And I'd just be walking so carefully. He'd say, Ike, get me a drink. Oh, boy, me and my dad don't speak in turn. Oh, I went and got that water for him. Man, I was so happy to bring it to him. Because Dad wasn't mad at me. Understand what I'm trying to tell him?
I understand.
We have a father. I can make him. I don't know. I'd say a boo-boo out about this. But father, I miss you. Mm-hmm. You know, Brother Westbrook, he loves his children more than you love you.
Oh, I believe that.
I promise you, dear. I promise you, he does. He died. He wanted us to bad. He died for us when we were yet sinners. Placing his spirit in us. Giving us a revelation. But you know, we still along the way. I want you to get me Galatians 5:18. This is going to be a killer. You know what a killer is? There's going to be a killer. Oh, you listen to it. The women laughed at rings. Don't you men laugh at this. What did it say?
But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
We know.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness,
lasciviousness,
idolatry,
witchcraft,
hatred,
variance,
emulation,
wrath,
strife,
sedition,
heresy,
envy,
murders,
drunkenness,
revelings, and
such like. Count. What verse do you read that last one on?
21.
Count to verse chapter 6:1.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault.
What fault was he talking about? The fault he mentioned. What fault was he talking about? Did you read them all? Would you read them all? If you be overtaken in a fault, you with the spiritual, bring out the hatchet, man. Bring out the judges. I'll bring out the spiritual. And what you say you do, Dad? You'll forgive? Well, he's the judge of spirits. I made a mistake. I was overtaken in a fault, Dad. Don't you have anything you want, Daddy? Won't you forgive me? I'm going to tell you what it was, oh, Dad. It was with a girl. Are you spiritual enough, Dad, to try to hit me? Are you going to kill me with a hatchet? I'm your son. You be my son for a minute, will you? Son, you've hurt the cause. I'm ashamed. But I'm holding my head up anyway.
Yes.
Mother's holding her head up. But honey, you're young. You still got time. God will forgive you if you'll make straight paths for your feet. Lift up the hand that has fallen and strengthen the feeble knee. Can you do it, son?
Yes.
I'm with you. Let the whole world go to hell, but as far as me, son, me and you, you know what we're doing? Dad, with you.
Yes.
Would you work like that or not? 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 Somebody says, yes, but he's a preacher. Honey, I want to tell you about a preacher. Did you know a preacher that has kids that don't behave? How can he take care of the house of God if he can't take care of his children? Should he turn in his card till his kids grow up, or should he keep preaching? Keep preaching. You hear what he said? Keep preaching. Well, the Bible says that a bishop has to have his house under control. Go on, little by little. Little by little. Little by little. Little by little. I got another thing I'm going to say. Now, little by little. You know another thing he's supposed to do? He's supposed to have a good report of them within and without. You know Pentecostal preachers have run off, leaving bills in practically every town across the country. And the people that they owe, just charged it to God, because then you're the one going to get it anyway. Now, he's supposed to have a good name, but to keep preaching. What would you do? Keep preaching or turn in your card till you got all your bills paid?
I'd turn in my card.
Would you turn in your card? Would you turn in your card to keep preaching? Well, you know, every man don't have a church to support him, and there's not many aluminum cans you can pick up along the roadside anymore. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy little by little. I'm going to take it to the Father. I'm going to say, Dad, don't forget me, Daddy. How that little boy, you I want to be just like you. Be ye perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. How you doing? We got his mind. If we'll live by his mind, we'll judge by his mind. Where will we wind up? In a mansion Dad's going to fix for. Right?
Right?
Right.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. Hey, I got one thing I want to tell you, Brother Westberg. Don't overcorrect.
Yes.
Because he's talking to the Father.
Yes.
And he's on his knees. And he's weeping. He's fasting. And he's praying. And he said, Lord, you know, the devil, you've been here. I was overtaken in a fault. Will you forgive me?
Yes, sir.
Will you restore me, Father?
Yes.
Well, I got one more jump. I got to go down there and clear that Pentecostal board.
Right.
Don't you give any hope for a man that's overtaken in a fault in the works of a flesh. Then you'll not judge too hard. But let me tell you what will happen. The old boy that has this hope in him will purify himself, even his Heavenly Father's pure. You know why? Because he'll see his mistake. He'll see his mistake. And he said, oh God, I'm a disgrace to your family. I brought shame and reproach. But I remember what you said in your word. You was able to make me stand. You know of any way I could clear that California, I mean that international board. Hey, Father. Hey, Dad. Jesus, I confess my sin, your faith is just forgiven, but they took the word to refuse. And they're destroying me. Lord, are those men sinning a sin that men don't want to be partakers of by overcharging? Come on, you're tough as I am. They tell me you're tough. Well, he's got a name of it, hasn't he? Would anybody say amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that. You know why I like that? I like a man tell the truth. You can't over... A man can overcorrect, can't he? And a man can hold something against you when God's done forgiving you, can't he? And he can go to heaven while you're hollering, he can't get in, do you?
Yes, sir.
I like you. You know why I like you? You have a name, that you preach it like it is. Have you got a sister in Africa? You got any cousins over there? Where are some of your cousins? Well, did you get the name you got to get in touch? Or a Jesus name, preacher? Are you kind? I tell you, kind, you got the fruit of the Spirit. If you judge like God wants you to judge, you got to be kind. You got to be forgiven. You know what that does? That gives me hope. You know what gives me hope for? Some of my brothers. You know what they've done? You know what they've done? Overtaken in a fault. But you know, that word says, you which are spiritual, will you restore me? Consider yourself. Have you ever been tempted? Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story?
Yes, sir.
My wife had a cerebral brain hemorrhage for 7 years. Couldn't move a muscle. I said, do you love me? Blink your eyes. And she'd blink her eyes, but she couldn't move a muscle. Had her feet through a tube in the nose. And I was a man. I've known two women since I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in sex, and they're both my wives. One past and I own one. One old boy told me, said, Brother Terry, if you go wrong, you can still preach for me and you can tell the UPC that. I'm not bragging on that, because I couldn't possibly. You know, you can get worse. You know, over in the fifth chapter of Corinthians, there was a man that had his own father's wife. Was that his mother? He was shacking up with her, his stepmother. Huh? Did you know that Paul, that was in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 year later, he said, if any have offended, if any, that took that old boy in. Forgive him. For whom you forgive, I forgive. If you forgive a man in the spirit, God will forgive the man. And if you don't, God knows you're judging too hard. If a man has done wrong, it won't be long if you preach it like it is, and he'll go join Demas. He'll join Demas. He can't stand this Holy Ghost preaching. And anyway, you're to reprove and rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, they will not endure. But you know that old boy that was shacking with his own daddy's wife? That's pretty low, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What if that'd been his mother? That's showing up low, isn't it? Paul said, if any, and that took him in. Second chapter, 2 Corinthians. If any have offended, you forgive them. And if you forgive them, he says, whom you forgive, I forgive. The Spirit forgives if the church will forgive. But if you get your hard head set and you're going to make this thing so clean that Jesus Christ would have a problem living in it, because he did eat with the publicans and the Pharisees, you know. And I think that harlot did wash his feet. If I saw a harlot wash your feet, you know what I'd do? If I didn't know God, I'd say, my God, I wonder what we got going here. I wonder what we got going. I wonder what his wife will say when he gets home. Brother, he works so far different than we work. Johnny King, how am I doing?
I got the picture.
Brother Price, you ashamed of me?
No.
Brother Pugh, you ashamed of my preaching?
You're being actuary, and we appreciate that.
Brother?
No, I'm not ashamed of
you. Brother Becton, you wrote me the letter to come.
I did.
Are you sorry you wrote it?
Oh, no.
Now, I'm going to quit. I got more. But I'm taking advantage of your youth. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. You're not tough. I'm going to quit. You've been a beautiful audience. I preach to you the Word of God. Anybody in here wanted to say, Brother Terry, I want to debate you on that you didn't. You just stick up your finger and you get with me, and one thing we're going to do, if it's going to be in your area, you got to pay my way. You got to take care of me while I'm there. I didn't abuse these scriptures. Did I abuse the scriptures?
No, sir.
Did I misuse the scriptures?
No, sir.
Did I mishandle anything?
No, sir.
Did I?
No.
Did I?
All right.
Did I? Did I?
No, sir.
Did I?
You're all right.
Did I?
You're okay.
Somebody, hey, I preached it 40 years for church. They spit a lot of light later than this. None of them ever fell out the window, but they spit it. Didn't they, Brother King?
Yeah, I fell asleep a lot of nights.
What? Oh. I had a fellow one time, he yawned real loud sitting on this platform. I made him wash his face and told him if he ever yawned out loud again while I was preaching. I didn't want to know.